Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We live in a world of fakes. I learned that there is no tuna in Subway's tuna sandwich, and I wasn't even surprised. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, folks. I'm Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the radio portion of what we do. Fake tuna sandwich, just like we have a fake president in the White House. Not even real. Do you care what Biden says? Most people don't. I'll promise you that. By the way, I've refused to buy a Subway sandwich for years, but I've doubled down since they chose Megan Rapinoe as their spokesperson. She's a fake, a fraud, a product of this vision of America that leftists see that is in no way representative of the vision of America. In no way. She thinks she's real. Gay soccer player wants the same amount of money as the men, but can't get 50 people to come to their matches, and these are their daughters. Well, if, for the non-lesbians, that is. In reality, she knows she's living a lie. I should get paid the same amount of money. What, to play a sport? To play a game that nobody wants to see? Yeah, the WNBA should make the same as the NBA, right? With 1/1000th of the audience. And pretty soon, with the transgenders taking over, Megan Rapinoe is going to be a thing of the past. Megan Rapinoe will be formerly Mark Rapinoe. And I love it. I love that if you play liberalism, leftism out to its bitter end, Megan Rapinoe disappears. Fakes, man, all of them. Politics, entertainment, all, they're loaded with fakes. People willing to sell you out, to sell out this country over nothing because they want power. Megan Rapinoe, I'm just using her as a metaphor. I could insert anybody. She's so happy to get her time in the sun, her space in front of everybody. And what does she do? She takes advantage of the thing that she believes everybody will go on. You know, look at how woke I am. Woo, go, man. I'm a lesbian soccer player, and I can take on all these issues. Look at how intersectional I am as a white female, probably born to some pretty good parentage, etc. But she's part of the downtrodden because she fits into one of those categories or more, right? She happens to be gay. Whoa, wow, look at that. Fakes and frauds. Kamala Harris, fake vice president. Does anybody really give a crap about Kamala Harris? Seriously. If it weren't for her opening her mouth saying, I'm going to try to get to the border as soon as I'm through partying. Her decision to finally get to the border is nothing more than political theater, folks. Fake. They might as well just put everybody in kabuki makeup and say, go out there and do some kabuki theater, because that's what it is. What does she possibly think she's going to accomplish by opening her mouth for anything? She's the number two of a brain-dead moron who isn't even running the country himself. She is, Kamala Harris is poor. For all intents and purposes, she's part of a stable run by some pimp, probably of the George Soros ilk, and she does what he tells her to do. That's her role. Let's just keep it real, America. I realize this may be a little sensitive subject when I use pimps and prostitutes to describe the politicians, but that is what we're dealing with. And generally speaking, they want us to be their prostitutes. But see, there's another level up there. There's some people controlling what's happening in the world. And I know this sounds strange, but they didn't make these Bond movies with Goldfinger and Dr. No and all these people that wanted to take over the world because it was fictitious. There are people out there who believe they can be they can pull the strings. Anyway, what is she going to accomplish, Harris, at the border? In a word, nothing. Oh, everybody said, she's going to get to the source. Yeah, and Joe Biden was going to cure cancer. But a funny thing happened on his way to doing it. He got corrupted with his son Hunter running the family enterprise. So that's what happened to Joe. Money and greed got in the way. Or else he still wouldn't have cured cancer. Because he didn't care. Almost every political announcement that you hear, whether it's voiced by Pelosi, Schumer, the former resident of the United States, Obama, doesn't matter. All of it is just to maneuver Americans into some Hegelian dialectic position. I talked about this the other day, and for those who are new to the program, and like, Kevin, what's this Hegelian dialectic thing you're talking about? You know, holy God, it's Hegelian dialectic. Did I say dialectic? Yeah, dialectic. Anyway, what is that? Politicians create a problem. Leftists create a problem. You'll know people in your life by this, by the way. People who create problems, they get you worked up over the non-problem that is now created and manifests itself as a legit problem. Then they pretend to want to solve the non-problem, turn legit, because it got you all worked up. But see, here's the dirty little secret of it all. There never was a problem. There never was a problem with climate change. There never was a problem with racism in America. There never was a problem with voter disenfranchisement. You get what I'm saying, people? You paying attention? There never was a problem. They create it. They build it up in your mind. Oh, these white nationalists are just horrible. And Charlottesville, and Donald Trump supports white nationalists. You would think white nationalists are out killing people in droves, lynching black people. If you step back for just a second and say, okay, let's pretend that it really does exist. Show me where a black person was lynched. You won't find one. Show me where a black person who wanted to vote couldn't vote and it was the problem of the system. Show me one. Doesn't exist. The problems that these people create don't exist. They are ghosts. They're worse than ghosts because you might could actually believe in a ghost. Man, these people are frauds. Most of the things that you see on TV, folks, orchestrated. They call it reality TV. Do you believe it's reality TV? Cut, shoot it again. Show a little bit more outrage. Get more mad at your friend. Whatever. It's all fake. It's all theater. You gotta ask yourself, why do they go through so much trouble? Find out here in a minute.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden got his butt kicked on this foreign policy visit a week ago or whatever it was. Got his butt kicked. Media really doesn't want to cover it. They have to some degree. I'm going to play a couple of clips and I want to go back to why it's all fake. It's fake. If Donald Trump had come back from a visit like Joe Biden had, man, you wouldn't hear the end of it. The reason why they kept beating up on Trump is he would go to these places and he was a boss. Remember his first G7 summit? They framed it like everybody was mad at Trump. And you know what they were doing? Every one of those Europeans were kissing Trump's ring, if not other body parts. Trump had them eating out of his hand. It was amazing to watch. And you know what they came back with? Donald Trump, they were all mad at him because he's not a good partner, because Donald Trump said, pay your bills, NATO. It's not our responsibility to do this. There was a time when the media would have cheered him, and so would all of America. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to But Joe Biden, brain dead Joey Demento, goes over, makes a fool of himself. He looks like Mr. Magoo. Putin pumped this guy like you wouldn't believe. And they want to, when he comes back, oh, everything's good. I got everything I wanted. But the media had to, they it was so bad, they had to finally cover it. Here's a couple of clips I'm going to play. Chris Todd and also Chris Wallace. The Chris's. So let's start with Chris Wallace asking about Biden and Putin.
The pushback from Republicans is that Joe Biden displayed weakness in his summit with Vladimir Putin. They talk about waiving the sanctions on the Nord Stream pipeline, allowing it to be completed. They talk about freezing, whether it was a contingency or whatever, a $100 million aid package for Ukraine that had been ready to go and that the NSC froze. And then there's also the criticism that Joe Biden keeps talking about Vladimir Putin and his standing in the world when they say, the GOP does, Vladimir Putin doesn't care about his standing in the world. Here is former Trump Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Take a look.
They see American weakness, a president who blanches at even the ability to put pressure on Vladimir Putin in a private meeting. Right? Putin said himself he didn't feel any pressure.
In the summit, just to take one quick example, President Biden said, here are 16 areas of critical infrastructure I don't want you to attack, which seemed to imply, well, if you attack the 17th area of critical infrastructure, that's okay. Why didn't Biden say to Putin, look, no more cyber attacks, period, or you're going to face the consequences?
And Biden's spokesperson chimed in. Excuses. It might as well have been Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Because they have nothing to say. Why he's, listen, we've got 16 things you shouldn't do. Chris Wallace was right. Don't do anything to attack us or we're going to attack you back. Simple as that. What do you think Trump would have said? Anyway, Chris Todd, he actually implied that perhaps Putin won the debate or won the summit or whatever you want to call it. Here's him speaking on the subject.
Troops to the border of Ukraine, and he got this summit, so then he pulls them back, but he still got Crimea. We got him to agree apparently not to kill Navalny, but Navalny's still in prison. You know, did Putin get more out of this than we realize?
Well, in terms of the symbolism of having a sit-down with the American president, absolutely, that is a very important win for Putin. But it's not a win if nothing happens out of it. That is just an episodic event, and, you know, he can't take that to the bank for a long time and cash it in. He's got to basically present himself at home as the great statesman, because he himself has to subject his presidency to a re-election. I mean, we keep hearing he's going to stay out until 2036, but in 2024, he's got to have elections as well. He's got to show he's still popular.
So we, Chuck Todd's asking some Brit about how this all went, and she has to admit, well, he did get a sit down with the president. Look, Biden got a sit down with Putin. That's what this was about. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. I'm talking to you about Kabuki Theater. That Putin got the aid package frozen to Ukraine. I think they finally released it, but they froze it before he met with Putin so they could at least act as if they were placating him. He got the Nord Stream pipeline, which is critical to Russia's economy. Oil is critical. Look, I studied this not in detail, but a while back and started looking at what drives the Russian economy besides caviar and vodka. It's oil. And so Joe Biden opened up the pipeline. Pardon the pun. But they go on. The troops are still on the... Putin moved the troops back from the border of Ukraine, but he's still positioned there. He still has Crimea. Navalny is still in prison. Putin got the pipeline. He got the sit-down. On the world stage, he proved that he was more sane and better than Joe Biden. So did Putin get more? She says, it's only symbolism if he gets nothing afterwards. Well, what's he going to get afterwards? He's going to get to use the Nord Stream pipeline. The very thing that Trump stopped him from doing. And you know why Biden did all this? Is because his son, is in big trouble. If this were Trump, you could be guaranteed they'd be looking at Don Jr. and his crack habits, and they'd be going through that PC and telling you Trump he's been compromised. But the media doesn't want to talk about that. Yeah, they pick and choose. So I mentioned earlier all this stuff that's fake, orchestrated. The Olympics, for example, a big orchestrated thing. No longer about the meritocracy of the athletes, but the politics of the event. I remember when the Olympics came up, all I cared about was who was going to be running in the 4x1, the 4x4. You know, who was the fastest man in the world? How high would the dude pole vault or high jump or long jump or whatever? That's what we cared about. Now it's, well, I wonder if the athletes will protest. And nowadays, athletes plan their protests, folks. They plan them in advance. If I win, I'll do the fist deal. I'll kneel. I'll do something. Why? Do you think it matters? How about you do what Usain Bolt does? You go out there, you work your butt off, you win, and then you get massive endorsements. But no, you want to know how you get massive endorsements today? You show how woke you are, Megan Rapinoe. This is a chick that's playing girl soccer, a sport that only young girls want to... Look, enjoy yourselves, young girls, because by the time you become adults, nobody gives a crap about your sport. You want to know why? Because dudes play it much better. Much better. They don't care. But that's the way you get recognized like Raven Rapinoe. She would be a nobody in the scheme of things. Nobody cares about her. But she gets noted because she's woke. Look at me. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. We got more important things to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is suing the state of Georgia for enacting new election reform laws following the 2020 presidential election and the 2021 Senate runoff election. The DOJ claiming it violates people's right to vote. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland points out the laws come after one of the biggest voter turnouts in the state's history.
Approximately two-thirds of eligible voters in the state cast a ballot in the November election, just over the national average. This is cause for celebration. But then in March of 2021, Georgia's legislature passed SB 202. Many of that law's provisions make it harder for people to vote.
At least four people are dead and 159 unaccounted for as the search and rescue operation continues at a Surfside, Florida condo building, USA Radio News. The Senate Minority Leader is reacting to the bipartisan infrastructure deal that was agreed to on Thursday.
In one press conference Thursday, President Biden touted a $1.2 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Then the president held a second press conference with demands that need to be met. That has soured Senator Mitch McConnell, as heard on Fox News.
I think we've gone from optimism to pessimism as a result of the president's second press conference.
As is, the bipartisan infrastructure bill still needs to clear both houses on the Hill. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in El Paso visiting the border for the first time since being named border czar 3 months ago. The vice president giving a more detailed briefing later today after touring the El Paso Border Patrol station. Harris saying she wants to get to the root cause of what's the increase in illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been talking about Megan Rapinoe is just a cautionary tale for the new woke generation. And she's just a metaphor. You can insert pretty much anybody at any given time, and this broadcast is the same. I promise you, 2 years from now, there'll be some other woke person trying to propagate some lie, some myth of the left, and you can just put that person's name in, and this show will fit just as perfectly as it did before. But it got me thinking about celebrity endorsements. Remember Jared from Subway, who's now somebody's girlfriend in prison? You know, and a child molester, that's who Subway had representing him. They hope we will forget about Jared, but I won't forget about him. I don't forget about any of the stuff that leftism does. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm going to talk about celebrity endorsements. And here's what's interesting. We endorse stuff on this show. And most of the time, I think it's all the time. For example, PolitiChatter. I left PolitiChatter because for a variety of reasons. One is one of the guys who's on the management team, we just don't get along. And had I known he was the way he was, I would have never joined the organization. I'm not saying anything bad about him. I just don't get along with him. So I don't deal with people like him very well because I'm not going to be pressured into anything. I'm just going to leave it at that. So we're about to do something 1,000 times bigger. Now, I've convinced you guys of what I could do for PolitiChatter, and we did an amazing thing over there, and this guy blew it. He totally blew it. Not even exaggerating. There are people, you know, on the team that go, what's going on here? What is the problem? Well, it wasn't me. But here's my point. You can trust that when I'm doing something, my whole heart is in it. If I'm bringing something to you, it is legit. Now, in the next thing that I do bring that's related to social media, I will be a player. I will be CEO and chairman of the board, okay? Not just president, because I found out that position isn't what it needed to be. And that's why I left. And there's a host of other reasons, so you can make up your mind. But what I bring you next is going to be amazing. But here's my point. You've listened to the program. You know who I am. I'm not trying to profiteer off of you. I'm trying to bring you things that I think are important and you may want to participate in. So, for example, RX Help Centers. I talk to you guys about it all the time. I said, you know, we don't use it in my family. My father-in-law does. But guess what? Now we do. Got a medication we got to take now directly in my family, and we get it. It's 200 and it was 500 originally. We got it down to 200. Well, now it's $60 a month, because if you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks and you click on the one that talks about medications, we now save $140 a month through a perk that we offer to you. That's what we try to do, is provide something that benefits you. It's with a servant's heart that we do everything we do. Does it benefit us from time to time? Are we going to get, you know, a 10-cent spiff or some affiliate? Probably. But the bigger beneficiary is you. That's all. That's what we care about. But it got me thinking about celebrity endorsements, this Reagan Rapinoe thing. All the big names, they want a deal. They want a car deal. They want a drink deal, a shoe deal. Do they use the products? Maybe. I don't know. Probably. But it's about their fat paychecks. They'll tell you any day of the week. We don't care what money we make playing the sport. I mean, they negotiate big contracts because it's a big deal that way. But what they care about are the endorsements outside of their sport. They are looking to profiteer. Look, I would love to tell you that, oh, I recommend this thing. But here's what I will tell you, because at one point we did. I told my team, I said, we should get a clothier. Because when I was on TV, people would always ask about my ties. And I said, I'd like to get with somebody to make my clothes. And I would say, my clothes are made exclusively by this person. We almost got a deal like that. But it wouldn't be, would it be for me? Of course. I want the free clothes. I'd love to get a deal like that. But people were asking, Kevin, where do you get this? Where do you get that? If they like my style, I want to tell them. But I'm not looking at it like, woohoo, look at me. Let me tell you something. I don't buy anything because a celebrity endorses it. Do you think I buy Icy Hot because Shaq says it relieves pain? I haven't bought Icy Hot in decades. And if I did, it wouldn't be because of Shaq. I'd go to the store and I'd ask the pharmacist, what's the best thing for pain relief like this? That's who I'd ask. I don't buy anything because a celebrity endorses it, and I would venture to tell you, you don't either. But I will say this, we individually, we influence each other more than anybody. If I got a nice pair of shoes, and I tell you, man, these shoes are I did this the other day. A lady was having trouble with her feet. I said, have you tried these shoes? And I named them. And she said, I have, and they don't work as well for me. I said, okay, but I endorse the ones that I had bought. Anyway, I just thought I'd put that out there, because I do believe that, you know, these stars, they're nothing but fakes. And this money that's being spent on all these people to influence us, really? Serena Williams and Whoopi Goldberg are both endorsing a drug. Don't remember the name of the drug, and I don't need it. I think it's for migraines. And I was thinking to myself, you paid two people a bunch of money to endorse that. They could have gotten spokespersons, models, whatever. I'm not going to remember it any better because it's Serena Williams or Whoopi Goldberg. In fact, it turns me off when it's somebody I don't like, because we've gotten into this highly politicized world. All of this, though, to tell you about, because we're talking about fakes today. This kabuki theater that we see every single day playing out, where you can believe nothing you see. You might as well just tell yourself you're in a movie, don't believe it, then come back to the real world with shows like mine. I'll give you an example. I talked about the Olympics earlier. Trans athletes are now dominating women's sports. A trans athlete just broke all the women's records for weightlifting. Obliterated them. How do you feel about that? Now, I don't really care. I'm going to tell you why. Because whatever a woman lifted, a dude was going to lift a lot more. If a woman can lift 300 pounds over her head, and a dude, what's he going to lift, 450? Which one do you think is more impressive? Oh, Kevin, that's pretty good for a woman. Congratulations. But look at this dude. Whoa. That's the way I see it. So, and it's not a diminishment of women. I don't, like I said, there are things that women can do. And to be blunt, there are things that I'd rather watch women do. Let me put it this way. If there was a bikini contest and you had women on one side of the beach and men on the other, you know, hunky guys, Chippendale guys modeling bikinis and women, I'm going to go, what? If you said to me, Kevin, look at this hunky guy over here in the bikini in his Speedos, I'd be like, oh, wow, he is good looking. But look at these women over here. That would be my reaction. If I was going to pay for the sport of bikini watching, I wouldn't be watching the dudes. You get where I'm going? So, anyway. Oh, man, we're off on a bit of a tangent here. I think the Olympics pretty soon will be all male. What do you think? I don't understand people that want to push these issues, this idiocy around all these fake initiatives. They want us to believe. Look, and I'm going to take the transgender issue just again for a second. If you're that supportive of transgender issues, I'm okay. I don't care. I do believe it's something we should be talking about, because these people that have this sexual abnormality, you know, what they call it, where the brain doesn't translate into I don't feel how I feel, I think we need to address their want to be mainstream, their want to play a sport. I mean, imagine you're a little girl and you're trapped in a, you know, you're a tomboy, and you feel like you're a dude, and then you make some sexual transition and you want to get out there and slug it out with the guys. Welcome. But understand, you're not going to win. You probably do need your own category, because the dudes who are dudes, we are different. I don't care what the feminists tell you. We are different. One of my buddies said this about the chess match. He goes, why do you think there's so few women grandmasters in chess? You think that when, you know, if we want to measure intellect, measure it in that particular sport. Why are there so few? Why are there so few women working at NASA, working at, you know, in these high... And I'm not trying to say that the intellect of a woman is less. I'm saying women apply their intellect differently. There are things that women will do. Now, I'm going to tell you, guys, don't try to compete. We are biologically different. That is the way the good Lord made us. Get used to it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Conan O'Brien is calling it quits. Did you guys hear this story? His last episode is going to be, I don't know when, and they say Conan's going to go out in a puff of smoke. Weed. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Going out in a puff of smoke. I guess if you're going to go out, you want to do something weird or crazy or whatever. Great, but wow. Really? That's the deal? Puff of smoke. Conan, I don't know your thoughts on him. I don't believe he was a Trump basher. I don't think he's been this anti-right talk show host. which may be the reason why he didn't do as well, because we quit watching and the numbers fell precipitously. But I don't know. I really haven't analyzed it, so we're thinking out loud here together, all of us. 844-551-8255. But I didn't watch his show, and I didn't hear much controversy with him. It was always Kimmel or Fallon or Colbert. But all those shows are suffering, and the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I'm talking about fakes. I'm talking about people who don't live their lies. Jimmy Fallon, the crybaby. Oh, my child. It's because his son had some ailment, and he's talking about the healthcare system. A healthcare system that he's not even a part of. Jimmy Kimmel is so far away from the crybaby thing that he did. People can't get their kids taken care of. And he's crying on TV. Can you imagine Johnny Carson talking about, I don't even know if Johnny Carson had kids. I don't know Johnny Carson's politics. I know this. Whoever the president was that went on Johnny Carson or some politician, Johnny Carson treated them as if he took politics out and he focused on comedy. You want to know why we still miss? I don't know how old you are, but if you ever watch late night TV, certainly if you're over 50, you probably did, and you know Johnny Carson's name. Why is he still mentioned and revered? Walter Cronkite. Why is he still mentioned and revered? I heard Walter Cronkite is a Democrat. I didn't know it. Versus Dan Rather. Versus Picky. There are no real journalists today. They get their talking points, and they all say the same thing. Look at any market. Let somebody do a mashup of what's being said in every major market, and there's not a single anchor among them. Who is that centralized guy? That Peter Jennings? You know, those guys that you tuned into. It used to be Brian Williams, and you know what we found out about him? Total fake fraud. Dr. Fraudchi? Do I need to bring up the little leprechaun? He's a fake and a fraud. There is nobody they can put in front of you that you, look, I get that there are people that say, Kevin, you're not going to know everything about me when you meet me. I understand that. You shouldn't. But what I shouldn't discover is that you're a total fraud. What they put in front of you, these leftists, are people that couldn't pass muster on first glance. Forget trying to figure out, you know, down the road of their scheming. You know they're scheming when they stick them in front of your face. Fauci is a fraud. Brian Williams is a fraud. Everybody that they put on the TV in front of you is, guys, you can say to me, Kevin, come on. You know, it's me, you know, these are nice people. I know the people in my region or whatever. They are all frauds. They're being told what to say and they say it. And you know why they say it? Because they get a fat paycheck. And they love being recognized at a restaurant. Oh, you're Channel 8, or you're Channel 4, or you're this. We deify the people that do nothing. They can read well and put on makeup. And we deify them. Fox News people. People would jumping over each other to get to. What's the dude with the big teeth that does like news during the day? I forget his name. You know who I'm talking about. And I worked at Fox, and I can't remember his name. But long story short, he's no celebrity. He reads well. He writes what producers tell him. Jesse Waters. Really? Celebrity? Fakes. Anyway, let me get back to these fake late night people. So this guy, he's a lefty, and he says he came to realize that these people are frauds. They have no creativity, ingenuity. They just are getting the paycheck. That's all they care about is what's going to play to the audience. And Colbert, I just want to give you these numbers. Colbert is down 16% overall, 20% in his key demo. Jimmy Fallon's down 21% in his overall, 28% in his key demo. And Jimmy Kimmel is down 9%, 21% in his key demo. Now, that's not us abandoning them. That's their crowd abandoning them. And then in their key demo, the youngsters that they want to get, that age like 25 to 49, they're all down a minimum of 20%. 20%, 28%, and 21% respectively. Colbert, Fallon, and Kimmel. That's a massive decrease. So anyway, this guy who writes for the Daily Cardinal, he says, fast forward to more recently when I saw this tweet put out by Colbert's late night show, and I found myself realizing things. First, I realized just how little late night content I was now taking in. Secondly, I realized that these shows are straight up unfunny, regardless of political bias or comedic preference. Let me explain something to you, folks. Comedy has been on hiatus for well over a decade. The comedians recognize it. When the people who entertain you, the court jesters, are no longer able to say what they want, the king is a tyrant. See, the king used to bring in court jesters because he wanted people who had permission to make fun of stuff. That was the job of the jester, was to look around the kingdom and observe the things that would make the king laugh, sometimes even at himself. Now, it was dangerous because you could get killed. But you understand what I'm going here. The court jesters aren't even funny. For the record, back in the day, if you were a court jester and you weren't funny, you would certainly be dismissed if you weren't killed. Your job was to make people laugh. They can't do it. Late night used to be my favorite late night guy was he was either British or Australian. I forget his name. Thick accent, but he was funny. And he did a late, late show. He may still be on for all I know. But that guy was funny. He didn't care about your politics. But it's not funny anymore. So this guy goes on. He says, now I love myself some good puns. I particularly relish in puns that make people writhe in agony. However, I would never call myself a late night television material or even an up-and-coming comedian. I can be funny at times, but not once have I thought I'm fit to sit in Colbert's writer's room. Yet now the standards are so incredibly low that I might actually stand a chance. After Joe Biden won the presidency, whatever, he cheated, he says, I, among many others, wondered how mainstream news and late night television would respond. In my opinion, mainstream news has done a decent job of focusing on matters pertaining to the current administration, like the recovery from COVID-19. Late night television, however, seems to have had a much harder time getting over the previous administration. Well, he's obviously not paying that close of attention if he thinks that mainstream news is handling things with Biden the right way. But whatever. He goes on. But if we look at things critically, these shows are now all one and the same. Maybe in 2015 you could say that Seth Meyers, Trevor Noah, and Stephen Colbert's shows had their own unique identity. After Trump got elected, however, you could bounce around from monologue to monologue and hear the same exact jokes. It was probably still fine then, as writers were forced to write about Trump against their will. Now, after Biden has taken charge, these shows cling on to references to Trump, even when the news cycle has moved on to different and arguably more important things. It's just jarring. Yeah, it is jarring. And that's why these guys are all paying. Their numbers are falling. Nobody cares about them. They have very little influence. I asked earlier, do celebrities influence you to do anything? If Colbert said buy Aunt Jemima's pancakes, are you going to buy them, or do you buy them because you buy them? They have no influence. We're winning. Those are the numbers. Double-digit drops that will continue.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.